Bill Hendry.
Americans, we're moving forward. Now, you guys are against negativity in the news. Is that what I heard?
So we are an organization of people who are recovering from a variety of substance problems as well as addiction problems. And Americans for Moving Forward believes in America not concentrating on all the negativity, the stuff that has been reported that has made people sad. We encourage them to join us in our campaign, Tell It to the Hand.
And yeah, Tell It to the Hand is a campaign meaning what?
That is a phrase that Americans for Moving Forward came up with. And with the phrase, Tell It to the Hand, it was created by one of our members as we were brainstorming. And basically what it means is, don't talk about bad stuff. And we are asking talk show hosts like yourself to join us in our Tell It to the Hand campaign. So we'd like you, Phil Hendry, if you wouldn't mind, to raise your right hand straight out.
Okay.
And just turn your hand out like you're saying stop.
Like in that Supremes video, stop in the name of love, just have the hand out?
Yeah, I never saw the video, but yeah.
Okay, like you're saying stop.
Like you're saying stop. And then say the phrase, tell it to the hand.
Tell it to the hand.
That's right. And that means if people want to talk to you about anthrax or September 11th or any of these bad things, you say, tell it to the hand. You do not allow negativity to intrude into your workspace, into your day.
Okay, so, I mean, it's fine. There's a lot of people that want to talk about September the 11th.
See, right there. I don't want to hear it. Tell it to the hand.
So when I say that word, September 11th...
La, ma, la, ma, la. Right. See, in fact, we have a phrase, where is it? Ha, 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 ma, 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 ha, ha. You're making noise so that no one can hear it.
You don't even want to hear September 11th.
Ma, ma, ha, ha, ma, ma, ha. Yeah. So you don't even hear it, right?
Okay. All right. That's fine. How does hiding from negative news help us?
Hiding from negative... It's not really hiding from negative news. We know the news is there. We're not allowing people around us to talk about it.
And so it's not bad to see it on TV.
It's not bad to see it on TV, but you don't bring it into the workplace and talk about it. You don't bring it into a party or a dinner party or a card game or anything you're having. You say, tell it to the hand. And that is our nationwide campaign, which we kicked off today with a fundraiser in San Diego. And our Tell It to the Hand campaign is moving up the coast through California and then moving into the interior of the United States, hoping to arrive in New York sometime in the next couple of weeks. Have you ever heard the old phrase, what you don't know can't hurt you?
And obviously.
Well, we firmly believe that.
Americans for Moving Forward, you said, an organization of recovering addicts?
We are all recovering from addictions, many of us. This was founded originally by those of us who are recovering from drug dealing. I was a drug dealer, and when I say a recovering drug dealer, you notice I didn't say a drug user. I was not a drug user, Phil. I was a drug dealer. I dealt something called Rohypnol, which is rope or roofies.
It's a date rape drug.
That is correct, and I can tell you that I made a lot of money dealing rope. We were all addicted to the admittedly sexy power and cash and lifestyle that dealing drugs can give you. I mean, it's very exciting to deal drugs. But I got arrested for, I think it was the seventh time. And I sat there in jail looking to do probably 20 to life. And I realized I needed to peddle something else. I needed to sell something else. And I realized what it was. I needed to peddle positivity. And along with Jim Brewer and Stacy Brown and a few of the others who had dealt drugs with me in New York for some 10 years, we decided to form Americans Moving Forward, and the Tell It to the Hand campaign is well underway. And we're very proud of it, and we're hoping the talk show hosts across America can join us in this.
You were a drug dealer. I've never heard of an organization for recovering drug dealers.
That's what I was doing.
And it wasn't some kind of a recreational. Rohypnol is a date rape drug.
That is correct, right. And I can tell you, I made a lot of money. You got a guy Puck coming up to you in a club saying he got the rope tonight. And
well, you know, I don't really want to hear about. I don't really want to hear about you dealing that stuff. That gets into the area of rape, you know.
Well, it was all. Then some guys got coke. A lot of guys got laid.
But they raped women.
No, I know, but I'm saying it's no worse than some of the guys were dealing coke and some were dealing marijuana. And
you don't think it was any worse?
No, I don't. I mean, what I'm saying, but I don't do it anymore, and I'm not proud of it. I'm tell it to the hand. And
so if we talk about September,
no. See what I'm saying?
Do you know that sounds a little stupid if somebody's to say if someone's to say that date or someone is to say, I guess you can't say answer.
You can't say any negativity.
All right. or you say tell it to the hand.
Yeah, you don't want to go around going ha ha mama. But you do want to keep that negativity out of the room. So tell it to the hand is great. I'm not proud of my past, Mr. Henry, but I've forgotten it just like we all need to forget the bad day.
Which is the day you don't want me to mention.
The day I don't want you to mention, right.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. His name is Jim Sadler. He's with Americans Moving Forward, an organization of, among them, recovering drug dealers who want to peddle something else. They're peddling positivity. And their new campaign, which they're taking across the country, Tell It to the Hand, means don't even talk to me about the events of September the 11th.
No.
I have to mention this to the audience, okay?
I would say the bad day, or because my as long as I'm on the air with you, I have to use the Tell It to the Hand techniques.
All right, well, you don't want anybody talking about the bad day back in September.
That is correct.
Or this thing that's happening in Washington right now. With people going to the hospital.
That is correct, right. If we just stop talking about it, the bad feelings will turn to positivity. I needed something new to peddle.
Right, you needed something new to sell, and now you're selling positivity. All right.
So I used to deal drugs, I deal positivity. And people who insist on talking about the bad day or the reason why people are going in the hospital are spiritually sick. They're sick in the soul, and they're to be pitied. And we'll pray for them and hope that there was still a place in heaven for them once all of this is over. But who can know? Is Jeffrey Dahmer in heaven? Is Charles Manson in heaven?
You're comparing people who talk about September.
Mama.
The bad day. You're saying that they are like Jeffrey Dahmer?
Well, they want to live in negativity, and I think that's wrong. I think it's just patently wrong.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Tina, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
I'd like to make a comment, please.
Go ahead, ma'am.
We need to go ahead and be realists and realize what has been done to the country, and you need to go ahead and realize what has done to your fellow human beings by distributing drugs and talk to the hand issue. I mean, that is so stupid.
Tell to the hand means don't be talking negativity to me. It's all
I am not talking negativity, but you need to go ahead and sit down, and you need to go ahead and realize what you have done the last 10 years. You may have reaped a great benefit in money and whatever, and maybe status, but think about all the human beings, the lives you destroyed.
Well,
and I'm sorry, when bad things happen,
I don't do that anymore.
We need to remember that and learn from those things.
That's right.
And maybe move on positive from that. I give you that. But you know what? I'm sorry. You totally lost all credibility with me.
Why did I lose credibility? I don't deal drugs anymore. I am the Tell It to the Hand program is that we don't want to hear about bad things.
Let me ask you this. What did you do to pay your debt to society? You just raise your hand and you say, "Oh, I'm so sorry." Talk to the hand because you know what? I'm doing it no more.
Right? You said you were.
Me.
You said you were looking at a 20-year to life stretch.
I had a very good attorney, and they had made some wiretaps illegally.
So you never did a day of jail.
I don't think you have to do jail time. I think you just need to say, you know, dealing was fun, but now that's I'm moving on to tell it to the hand.
Let me ask you this. Did
yes.
you do any community service? Do you go out and you work at women's shelters or at places where the families you destroyed, where they have to find refuge? No. You just raise your hand. You know what? A lot of people in Germany raised their hand, and the guy was called Hitler. Okay, he told people what they can say and what they can.
Tell
and
it
look
to the hand.
What ended up
tell
there.
It, tell it to the hand because you're getting negative.
Yeah,
now.
You know what?
You're getting negative.
Tell it to my butt.
Tell it to the hand because you're being very negative. Very, very, very negative. And I would say that.
You can't. The lady was speaking her mind. You can't just say, tell it to the hand.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. His name is Jim Sadler. He is a repentant and now reformed drug dealer who has a program called Tell It to the Hand. If you hear anybody talking about bad stuff like September 11th or anthrax or any... Okay, I got to say this to my audience.
But you got to tell it to...
He won't even let me say the bad things because part of their program is to go... Where is it, Mike? Is this it? Ha ha ma 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 ha ha. Say that and tell it to the hand and nobody, you won't have any... He thinks he's dealing now positivity and not roofies. What? Oh, boy. Oh, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm with Jim Sadler from an organization called Americans for Moving Forward. You claim that you came up with the phrase, talk to the hand?
I did not, Phil.
Was it a member of your organization?
It was a member of our organization, Don Spears, who's also a recovering drug dealer, such as myself. And Don, like me, was addicted to the glamour of the drug dealing lifestyle. And we wanted to deal positive vibrations. And it was simply sitting around in a brainstorming meeting one day, and he had come back from a rib joint and was wiping some barbecue sauce off of his hand, and he looked down at it and asked me if it was clean. He held his hand up and he said, "What does it look like?" I said, "You know what you're doing right now?" And he said, "What?" I said, "You're holding your hand up in front of me like you're saying, shut up or stop, and it's almost like you want me to talk to the hand." And he said, "Well, go ahead and tell the hand. Is my hand clean?" And I said, "What about tell it to the hand?" And suddenly, as we've been brainstorming this negativity thing, it came to us. Tell it to the hand. Tell it to the hand. And all of that, Phil, came from a very, very simple visit to a rib joint to get the barbecued ribs. And he was wiping his hand off.
And he was wiping his hand off. You guys came up with tell it to the hand.
Tell it to the hand. Meaning, na-na-ha-na-ha-na-na-na. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know about it. Because on account of its negativity.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Recovering drug dealer Jim Sadler from Americans Moving Forward. Here is Russ. Russ, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. How are you
yes,
tonight?
Yes, sir. Fine.
Look, what I don't understand about this talking to the hand is, you know, it seems like a front to cover, you know, a protection against your own inner insecurities. I mean, we all go through life.
You have to be careful not to speak too negatively.
We all go through life.
No, but you're speaking negatively.
We face these negative events as they occur.
See, what you're doing right now is you're not letting this man say what he wants to say.
He's being very negative.
Actually, I'm being very positive. I mean, we all go through life, and we cannot avoid encountering negative events. We have to address them logically and realistically.
It doesn't make any difference now.
And we arrive at positive outcomes, which we actually grow from.
Oh, will you shut up with the mama, mama?
Like I was saying, we actually grow from it.
Well, is anybody going to be able to issue an opinion here?
No, but he was going on and on and on and on about negativity. And we're all about positivity. See what I mean?
Whatever, man. Here is Sharon on the Phil Hendry Show.
What does whatever mean?
It means whatever. Sharon, go ahead.
Mr. Sadler.
Hold on. What do you mean whatever? Is that negative?
Yeah, I think you're full of crap.
Nah. Yeah, that's, see, you're laughing. Good for you. That's the whole point, to get you laughing and to ignore.
No.
But I had you laughing for a minute.
So in other words, when you go, it's to get everybody laughing?
Yes. See, she's laughing.
Because you're being ridiculous.
No, I'm not.
Quit doing the mama thing.
No,
just
because
listen.
It makes you laugh and gets you off of the negative. You want to be negative with me, don't you?
Can you not talk for 30 seconds and let me say what I want to say?
Don't you.
Just be quiet for 30 seconds.
30 seconds. All I want to say is that you can plainly talk about dealing date rape drugs and talk about... Exactly.
You got to shut up, man, and let her talk.
Exactly. When I hear you say talk about date rape and how much money you made off this drug, that's what I want to do to you is ma. But you can't talk about the tragic thing that affected this entire country. But you can talk about how much you profited off of women in this country being raped. You, my friend, are a hypocrite.
Wait a second. I am no longer dealing Rohypnol.
You don't want to hear September 11th.
See?
Right.
You did that on purpose. You know that
you
I...
Because you can talk about rape plainly.
But the money that I made... The money that I made dealing with Rohypnol, I now use to help promote positivity.
And talk to the hand.
So the government...
And give me a break. Come on. Talk to the hand has been around for a long time. You
what
must
a
be
liar.
Living in a cave.
What a liar you are.
You give somebody else's opinion on talk to the hand.
No, I came up with talk to the hand.
You did?
Yes, I did. Sitting in a brainstorming session with...
And a barbecue joint, huh? Well, yeah, I beg to differ. I heard that well before tonight.
When did you hear it?
It's only been in part of our pop culture for the past 4 years.
4 years. It was 1994 that Don Spears came into that meeting, had barbecue sauce all over his hand. Yeah, he had jerk sauce on his hand.
Okay, now wait a second. So you're saying that in 1994 you came up with talk to the hand?
Yes, I did. Yes,
you have to get somebody else's opinion on this talk to the hand. But my basic point is this gentleman is a hypocrite.
I'm not a hypocrite. I made a lot of money.
That sounded pretty negative to me.
What did?
I don't give a whatever you just said.
I know. I mean, that's... I made a lot of money dealing with Rohypnol. There's no doubt about it.
Don't you hear what a lot of these women are saying to you? You sold a drug that men use to rape women.
No.
Oh, will you shut up?
No.
Yes, you did.
Listen to that. You did, man.
No.
You sound like a kid. I had to get rid of him.
Oh,
he's a moron.
What? Where did you find that clown?
The guy's... Ask my producer.
Oh, okay, well, I appreciate it. And that guy is... He was just unbelievable.
Get him off the air. Now.
Am I on?
One more call, and then you're done. Kathy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
This is Kathy. And
go ahead.
And I just have a question. Why can't I mention 99?
Okay, that's...
But what
I
if
thought,
it's in
you know,
a positive fact? What if it's my birthday and I want to say 9/11?
He's gone, but not forgotten. 1-800-449-8686. I'm sure 9/11. Guy sounded like he was having an epileptic fit. Well, he might have sounded that way because it was me doing the voice of Jim Sadler during the preceding half-hour bit here on the Phil Hendry Show. That was me. All the people calling in thought he was a real guy. Shut up.